Well, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Manna podcast, coming to you from Twin Falls, Idaho. I'm Pastor Greg, lead pastor here, Lighthouse Church, and we get into the Word for a few minutes together to feed our soul and to strengthen our spirit. There's nothing like the Scripture to ready us for the day. And so I've been going through Psalms, and so this morning we're going to look at Psalm 4, which again is a Psalm of David. And so in this Psalm, David, he's in some trouble, as is common, but David talks to three audiences, we might say. He talks to God, he talks to men, and then he talks to himself. So let's get into it. Psalm 4, to the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. So notice David, initially now, he addresses God. And of course, all prayer has to, you know, center on the Lord himself. It's communicating with the God of the universe. And David, there's passion. You can just kind of feel the passion in the prayer. Answer me when I call, O God. It reminded me this morning of incredible verse in Isaiah chapter 64, verse 7. There is no one who calls upon your name who rouses himself to take hold of you. I just see David as a man who allowed passion to infuse his prayer. He wasn't afraid of that. Now he didn't think God was reluctant. He didn't think of God as that, you know, David had to twist God's arm, but that there's something about the passion of God's people. Pardon me. And in James 5, it says that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Fervency. I think there's a real sense in which that our passion helps purify our prayers and helps us get to the point with God. And so David addresses the Lord, and he says, "You have given me relief. Past help promises future deliverance." The fact that God has been faithful to me, and I can look back over my decades of walking with Jesus at this point in my life, and I can look at how he's answered my prayers. He's delivered me time and time again, and that assures me that he's going to do it again. He's going to deliver me from the current challenges that I face. So he talks to God, but secondly, he talks to men. Look at this, verse 2. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. So isn't that interesting that David, in the midst of this prayer, he addresses the people in his life. Now, David's not thinking that they're going to actually hear him. But David he's saying this to minister to his own heart. He's saying it to kind of delineate and clarify, who David is and who they are. David understands that he belongs to the Lord. David's loyalty, his primary loyalty, is to the Lord. Listen, folks, there's times when we need to clarify that my relationship to Jesus is, that's my first love. And so no matter what, I'm sticking with Jesus. And so you may say, well, I'm going to go do this and I'm getting into that or whatever. And I'm going to say, well, it's been nice knowing you. because I'm sticking with Jesus. And David is essentially saying, oh man, how long are you going to, you know, put me to shame and so on? Just know this, that God takes care of me. And he delivers me. And he's my God, and I'm sticking with him. So David speaks to men, and then lastly, he talks to himself. Now, we don't often think of talking to ourselves as a positive, but it's actually biblical. We find this quite a few times, actually, in the Psalms. But notice what David says to himself. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts and on your beds and be silent. So be angry. Be angry. That's something we don't hear often said from the Bible, be angry. But be angry, and the next part is obviously crucial, the qualifier, and sin not. So anger is a necessary emotion, but it's what we do with that anger that's going to determine whether or not you know, we've handled it properly and in a way that's not sinful. Anger is an emotion that can be channeled to positive ends. I heard the story of a basketball player. I think it was Walt Frazier for the New York Knicks. He was playing in a ball game against one of the other NBA teams, and this player who was defending Walt Frazier punched him, literally punched him in the head, and got away with it. The ref missed it. And so Walt Frazier did not retaliate. He didn't throw punches back. He went on to score the next 7 baskets in a row and bring the Knicks from behind to win the game. That's a positive channeling of anger. Now, on the other hand, I heard another story of a game that happened, of a baseball game that happened in the early 1900s between Boston and Baltimore. And as the story goes, actually, I need to refresh my own memory on this. John McGraw, he got into a fight with the Red Sox third baseman, and the benches emptied, and it was a brawl, and pretty soon, even fans in the stands were beginning to fight. A fire was lit in the stadium. The stadium burned down, and a number of buildings surrounding the stadium burned down. All because of sinful anger. So you have one person channeling their anger to something positive, and then you have another person channeling their anger for destruction. And so David encourages us, be angry. You're going to be angry, but sin not. He goes on, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. So do the right thing. Do the next right thing. Dwell in the land and do good, as it says in Psalm 34. Do good. Do what's right. And then trust the Lord. Keith Green used to say, do your best and then commit the rest. He goes on, verse 6, there are many who say, who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. Who will show us? Verse 7, you have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and their wine abound. David is more happy in his distress than his enemies are in their prosperity. David has found the most profound joy that can be experienced by a human being. It's the joy of the Lord. And so David realizes that his greatest treasure is the Lord himself, and that he is in much better shape than his enemies are in. So In closing, verse 8, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. You alone, Lord, you give me a good night's rest. When things are off the rails in life, on the horizontal plane, and I've got these people mad at me and those people out to get me, and this is off and that thing didn't happen, and then there's you, Lord, and there's you. And because I have you, I can lay my head on the pillow at night and sleep peacefully. I can, in the midst of my distress, experience profound, deep, satisfying joy. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Morning Manna podcast. We'll see you next time.